Good morning. It's the 5th of January, 2019, and today we have the Emperor and the Knight of Swords and the Three of Wands. Bring it. But can you really? There is an old Mexican saying, the napkin wants to be a tablecloth. This is that, sort of, maybe. The Emperor, an Aries who showed up in 2018, probably more than any other card, today is in the past position. Whoever it is, you're done with him. Boss, authority, rules, and methods, which work very well for him, by the way. And truth be told, you learned a lot, if not everything you know from this person. Probably older. But, declares the brash and bloody Knight of Swords, I'm ready to start up on my own. Be my own boss. I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. Blah, blah, blah. At present, the Knight of Swords, or Air, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius, shoulders his bloody sword as a tower burns in the distance. Huge orange and red flames shooting from the top of the gray stone structure, a window glowing red. No, I didn't see him do it, but the blood on his sword looks pretty fresh, and the fire is raging as the tower burns down. The evidence is circumstantial. He's not even looking back at the carnage he may not even realize he's caused. Only ahead to the Three of Wands in the future position, also influenced by Aries, and charges on to the next thing. The Three of Wands or Clubs is pondering the future. It's tense, uncertain, and often called the writer's card. A human stands waiting for something, or considering something or someone or somewhere off in the distance, holding his sprouting straight branch, wondering where to plant it. There's a lot of energy here between these two, the Knight of Air and the Fire of the Wands. Hot air. A lot of hot air. The thing I'm hoping is that this ambitious knight doesn't damn the torpedoes and charge ahead without a plan. The Emperor was a solid, stable four, and the three is a three. This may mean a confrontation you'd rather not have, or someone you're getting away from. I don't think I would depend on this knight. I think he's gone rogue, and in spite of his boasting and wild tales of his many conquests and victories, he's more of a guy that's going to charge in and slice everyone's head off, figuring one of them will have been the one he came for, especially without the wise guidance of the Emperor. Isn't it better to consider and think through the potential obstacles to this plan? How do we get to the stable, happy four? If this air sign wants to be emperor one day, he'd best start to think like the Three of Wands. The human on the three we only see from the back as they ponder distant horizons, and it looks like he or she could have even been the emperor in younger days. The emperor also holds a sword. This knight is out to conquer foreign shores, hopefully with his creative work, though. Perhaps he or she are just too much for where they are and are destined to create, hopefully, please God, something entirely new. This knight is a good energy to have and will annihilate any obstacles in the way of achieving your future goals, but there may be some perceived collateral damage. Things may start to happen pretty fast now. They better. The day's half gone. Have a good one. Bye.